What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back, folks. You remember that Tuesday mornings in the 11 o'clock hour, we always spend a little time visiting with folks, difference makers in our community. We call it our NOLA Coalition segment. We've been doing this for quite a long time now, and we really enjoy this segment because we learn a lot about what's actually going on in the trenches in our community, not-for-profits that are making a difference each and every day. We recognize the importance of the not-for-profit community because we do know that government does not always have the assets and resources necessary to provide all that is needed in a respective community. And the not-for-profit community actually fills those voids. And thankfully, we're a very giving community here. And we have had the opportunity to meet a lot of great folks, and today will be no different. We are joined by Michelle Clark Payne, president of the Junior League of New Orleans, an organization that's been around 101 years. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for joining us. Michelle, if you would, tell us a little bit about the Junior League. Actually, we announced, you know, our guest, and I received a bunch of texts this morning, I guess, of ladies that want to join. They were saying that they had heard they needed a referral, but they don't have one. How do they go about joining your organization?
Yeah, well, that's wonderful news. We would love to have any members who are interested in joining us. You actually don't need a referral anymore. That is something that we used to require, but any woman 23 years and older is welcome to join our organization. You know, we are focused on giving back to the community and making a difference, and we are looking for women who are interested in doing just that. And so our applications are not open at the moment, but there are ways that they can get involved, and so we would welcome them to check out our website, jlno.org, and they can find out some more information and find ways that they can come and join us in some of our events.
So tell us about what's going on with the Junior League now and the programs that y'all are involved in.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, to start us off, we are 100 years old, and we're very proud of that. We have over 1,800 members of our community, of actives, of sustainers, of new members, what we consider. And these are women that want to make a difference in the community. And we have a ton of different projects and initiatives that have really evolved over the years as a way that we show up, to your point earlier about, you know, when the community needs us. There are programs and things that we have developed as a league to respond to that need of the community. And so there's some key projects right now that we have that in ways in which we give back to the community. So a few just to mention are our diaper bank. Many people do know us for our diaper bank, and we're very proud of that. We've had our diaper bank. It's the largest in the Gulf South, and it's been around for over 10 years now. And we are proud to say that we actually just exceeded our 10th million product that was distributed to our community. And so those in need, and the goal of the diaper bank is really to reduce that diaper need in the greater New Orleans area. So that's just one of the many ways that we provide resources and impact to the community and serving those families that need us.
And that's both when you say diaper bank, explain, if you would, explain that program in more granular detail for folks.
Absolutely. So the diaper bank is one of our many projects that we are run here at the Junior League. So it's volunteer led, and it's a way that we raise funds to purchase diapers, period products, and adult incontinence products that we then, we have a warehouse that we actually package and distribute them back to community partners who then give them out to families in the community. So there's a huge diaper need in our community. As we know, diapers, allow women to go back to work, allow families and households to do the things that they need to do to, you know, to have their families prosper. And so these are ways, it's not just a diaper, although a diaper, you know, goes a long way, but especially right now with costs rising and various things that families, especially here in Southeast Louisiana, are facing, a diaper can really help a family out and provide them what they need to allow them to go to work, to put their kids in child care, to do various things.
And it's not, they're not cheap, right?
No, they are not. I have two little ones. They're thankfully out of this stage, but it is very expensive. I mean, in a year, a child can use thousands of diapers, honestly. And the costs continue to rise. And so, yes, so this is hopefully just one burden that we can help alleviate to allow that family to then, you know, spend that money on groceries or, you know, various other essential needs that they need for their family and to survive.
Now, you guys have some other programs that y'all are involved in as well.
Absolutely. So another one that we love to talk about amongst all of them, but is what we call WE Fellowship, and it stands for Women Entrepreneur Fellowship. And this was a program created by our league that provides local women business owners with mentorship, training, and financial support to grow their businesses and make meaningful impact in the community. We also have various signature events that we have. One is coming up in a few months. We touch a truck. And so this is one of our fundraising activities. And this is an interactive event that allows children to explore, you know, vehicles, including, you know, things like construction trucks or emergency responder vehicles. And this is a fundraiser. So then those funds then are used for some of our programs that go back into the community to provide kind of that direct impact that we were talking about earlier.
Now, you guys also collaborate with a number of organizations on initiatives together as well, right?
Yes. One of our other events that we have is Covenant House, which many people may be listening are familiar with. It's an incredible nonprofit organization in our community. And we partner with them to host birthday parties for the kids or young adults, I should say, that are at their facilities once a month. So that's just one example. We have a great partnership also with YEP, and our amazing members provide clothing back, and they have a way that they can give back to YEP that then YEP then sells those clothes back into the community to make funds and, you know, for their programming. So there's lots of different partnerships out in the community that we work alongside many collaborative partners.
Now, y'all are, I think I read this, you guys are a grant awarding organization too, when you have a worthy initiative that folks want to start up. Y'all actually invest back into the community that way.
We do. There's actually two different ways we invest that I would love to share with you. One is called our Community Assistance Fund, and this is actually open right now. So any nonprofits in the community that are centered around advancing well-being of women, they can apply for a grant right now. They're awarded the amount between $5,000 and $20,000. And it supports some of our areas of focus, which include economic opportunity, physical and mental health, and family assistance. So applications are open right now. You can find all that information on our website, which is jlno.org, and then the deadline is August 1st. So Community Assistance Fund grants are one way in which we give back direct money to nonprofits, kind of achieving those those goals just mentioned. And then another one that we do is we provide women with scholarships. And so these are women that are looking to go back and further their education in various areas. And so that's another opportunity in which we do give out funding. That scholarship, that application doesn't become open until the springtime. But that's another way in which we do give back direct financial aid to the community members.
What do you guys are involved in so many different things, and I know that y'all meet frequently. What do you hear from your members as they look at the city today as one of our biggest challenges?
That's a great question. I think women and families face a lot of struggles, and especially right now, the rising cost of making ends meet, I think, is challenging for a lot of families out there. I mean, we know the data shows nearly one in two individuals are kind of at or below the ALIS threshold or the poverty line as well. And so, you know, just struggling to make ends meet. So we're trying to provide those, you know, various training opportunities or that direct financial aid that we just discussed, or diapers in the sense of the diaper bank. So just providing individuals and families with things that will hopefully provide relief to them and allow them and their families to live, those successful and happy lives that, you know, put them on that path of what they're hoping to achieve for their families. And so I think that's really, you know, we just had a wonderful new member class of about 120 members, which is wonderful, and we're excited. And, you know, I asked the question to each of them of, you know, what brought them here. And the answer unanimously was around wanting to make a difference in the community. And so we have a very diverse group of members that are all ages, 23 and up, and various stages of life. So they provide mentorship, not only to one another, but to community members as well, or they want to give back, or they're looking for ways to spend that time and provide that meaningful difference in the community. So I think we have members that there's many different ways in which they want to show up for the community. And that's one unique aspect of Junior League, is we have lots of different ways, whether that's, you know, maybe more so in the event space and you want to fundraise, or you want to provide that direct community service back to the families directly. We have kind of that array of options. And I think that is what is attractive about our league to our membership.
One of the things that always struck me about Junior League is that y'all have members multi-generational, you know, within a
yes.
family,
mm-hmm.
Within the organization. And then individually, you have people that are involved for like 30, 35 years. You don't see that many times in a not-for-profit community.
No, and I think that is definitely unique about our organization. We have had members that are 50-plus years in this league because they know and see the difference that the league and its members make. And it's also a value to them as an individual. You know, we have over 1,800 members, and all of these women are, majority these days are in the workforce and powerful, dynamic individuals, in their own paid careers. And yet they want to also spend time volunteering and giving back and using what extra time they have to really make a difference with a dynamic group of women alongside of them. And I think it is a very unique experience. I myself have been involved for over 11 years now. And to look back and just think about the difference the league has made in me as well, and the number of women that I've gotten to meet and the opportunities I've been able to give back in the community, I think it's a very unique experience for any member interested in joining us, or just any partner out there, or community that wants to partner with us. We oftentimes look to the question earlier about, you know, we look for the need in the community. And the great thing about our organization is we're able to adapt and respond to that. So whatever that looks like, we continue to evolve through the 100 years we've been in existence and just continue to show up in the best way we can for the community.
We're visiting with Michelle Clark Payne, president of the Junior League of New Orleans. Michelle, what has been y'all's experience and interaction with NOLA Coalition?
The NOLA Coalition is a great group that has really, I think it goes back to our core mission of that idea of it takes all of us working together to make a difference. And I think we as a women group see that amongst the women that we get to work with. But I think that also involves community collaborators and just like the NOAA Coalition. And it really takes everybody working together to make that difference. Because we know the need is so great that all of us play a unique role. And then the power of us all coming together to make that difference is really what it's all about. And I think that's what drives kind of our membership and being part of the NOAA Coalition and all working together to achieve that greater goal of, you know, a safer community and various things that we all, as residents of New Orleans, you know, in the greater New Orleans area, hope to achieve as well.
I have to imagine that at 1,800 members, other than maybe a Mardi Gras crew, y'all have to be one of the largest organizations in the city, right?
You know, you're probably right. I can't answer that without a doubt, but I will definitely look that up afterwards. I think you're right. I mean, I think we have that longstanding membership and the numbers, and you know, we just actually had a meeting this morning of our membership. And our members are wonderful. They show up in droves and they want to give back and they want to be a part of this community. And so I think, yes, I do. And I think we're very proud of that. We're actually the 10th largest league across the nation. So we have one of the largest memberships as a whole from a junior league standpoint as well.
Absolutely. And again, for those that texted in earlier this morning, jlno.org for more information. If you want to become a member, I think you said membership is not open at the present time, but there's other ways to get involved. So when it does open, that you have a better idea of what you're getting involved in and exposure to the organization.
Yes, absolutely. And it will open again back in the spring. But there are other ways that we would love to get potential members involved right now. So yes, if you go to that website, jlno.org, or visit our headquarters, we're 4319 Carondelet Street. We have a wonderful building and wonderful team members here that can help, you know, answer questions and discuss how to get involved. So either way, we would love to get people involved with the league and giving back to the community.
Michelle Clark Payne, President, Junior League of New Orleans, thank you so much for all that you do for this place that we call home. We truly appreciate it, and have a great week.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michael Kimble, Fire Chief, Baton Rouge Fire Department. You will recall we interviewed him last week, and he is directing the Louisiana Task Force in Kerrville, Texas, where the flooding actually subsided, and now it's back again as a result of rainstorms. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having us on, sir.
So, Chief, I think most recent report is there's still just under 100 folks missing, a number that's still far too large. They've recovered a number of folks, and I think most of the attendees to the camps have been recovered. Is that correct?
I cannot confirm that information, Sheriff, not at this time.
Okay. So what is the task force still in Texas, and what are y'all experiencing?
So Task Force 2, the team that's based out of Baton Rouge, is currently in Ingram, Texas. That's just a little north upriver of Kerrville. We're working with our federal partners from the state of Arizona and the state of California. Those teams are mobilized with our men and women. And our obligation at this current moment is this team is moving these team members and their canines, their dogs, up and down the waterways, attempting to locate individuals.
Does that seem at this point to be the most productive way to do this, is utilizing the dogs?
In the area that we're in, yes, sir. The dogs, those animals, are some of the most highly trained canines to be able to locate the scents and be able to locate people that's in this type of situations, and they're working diligently as it goes through the process. Each day, the team has been encountered with some severe weather, and unfortunately, have had to stop some of the recovery process due to the weather that they've been thrown at them. Some pretty good thunderstorms are still approaching them every afternoon, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, it's the sense I get, there's a sense of frustration, you know, because they want to get things done. You still have a lot of grieving families out there asking questions, and, you know, we've all been out there. You want to find everyone, and you want to find them now, right?
And that's, you're right, boss, and that's what the men and women of our program and then across this country, the mission that these guys and ladies went on was to assist and recover these individuals, and that puts a strain on an individual that you're giving everything you got. You're going out there day in and day out and doing everything you potentially can and just keep hitting a little road bump or a little bump in the road, but just know that these guys are dedicated and they're giving 100% in the heat conditions during the day. Then when the thunderstorm's coming in and water's coming up, they're continuously putting their life out there to try to assist these families in some closure.
Chief, I have to imagine y'all are watching this system. There is a possibility of that impacting that area as well, right?
Yeah, the system is going to come across the Gulf. There's a lot of eyes watching that. You know, just this morning, we released another 32 individuals from the state of Louisiana, pretty much from Alexandria up the I-20 corridor. That team is being mobilized this morning, and they're headed over to Kerrville also. They're going to be assisting. We're having to worry about here back home in state Louisiana what could happen over the weekend. Folks in Texas are dealing with it. There's a lot of issues and concerns within public safety for the upcoming weather events. There's a lot going on right now across this region.
Yeah, and, you know, we've all been involved in these recovery and search efforts. More often than not, though, you're not getting constantly battered with the bad weather where you're having to stop these operations day in and day out and almost start over again, right?
That you hit the nail on the head. You know, typically when we have a disaster or something, within the first 48 to 72 hours after that, we can get down to business, right? This over here is completely different. They get going and they take two steps forward, you get pushed back a little bit. You know, that's a hurdle, but I assure you that the teams that's over there across the country, they're giving everything they got, Sheriff, to try to do the best they can what's at hand right now.
Yeah, and, you know, we have visited so many families here in Louisiana. I knew of all the camps, you know, for the kids in the Hill Country, but didn't know how many from Louisiana actually are attending. And since this happened and we're having conversation, there are a lot of Louisianians that attend camp in the Hill Country in Texas.
Yeah, I didn't know much about that area until this event. And the more people you talk to in the city and in the communities around the churches, it seems like everybody you come in contact with has some type of ties to that region. That's unbelievable. You're right.
Yeah, I was surprised. In fact, we had dinner with some friends last night whose child is actually there, just north of that area at a camp. At the present time. And, you know, you just find, wow. you hear about this over and over and over again, and it's like, wow, I had no idea. You know, obviously they're in a much different area. That area along that Guadalupe River, they say, is absolutely, I've seen it, it's stunningly beautiful, but there's a lot of risk there as well.
There is a lot of risk right now for sure. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any idea, I mean, I know that there's a lot of assets and resources through there. You know, there's always an end to this at some point. And what is the next strategy that they're thinking about deploying once they're able to get through these areas with the dogs?
So far, you know, we've been told and trying to envision if that was here, what's our next step, you know, and again, every day as they take one step forward, they get a step back. The dogs is the biggest tool that we have right now. And the dogs are able to make some alerts and potentially make some locations of where some work needs to start. Again, that's why they're calling in more resources. The team of Task Force 2 from Louisiana, they will demobilize, which means they'll start winding down and report back home for Friday. They've done their 14 days, and that's why we're starting to merge in new teams across the state to let the men and women that's been over there come home and get a break and send resources. And look, that's the good thing about the state of Louisiana. We have four teams across this state, the New Orleans area, Baton Rouge area, Shreveport, and Monroe area, that, you know, we can send a few and keep some back home to make sure that we're prepared here in the state of Louisiana and then have some people to merge in and give those guys some relief when the time comes. But what do they do moving forward? This is some unique situations for us here that we've never encountered from the recovery side. Again, it's just going to take some time to get it all done. But my understanding, the commitment of the state of Texas is they're going to leave nobody behind, and that's the ultimate goal, is to bring everybody home.
Absolutely. Chief, there are a number of not-for-profits that have dogs that are utilized, you know, private citizen organizations. Are y'all coordinating with them at all?
So the state of Texas is, and that's always a good thing because these private companies have a lot of resources. If you're listening, you're in the state of Louisiana, reach out to us. We're always looking for some partnerships because those canines are a valuable, valuable tool when it comes to these type of events. Being there's different types of dogs. There's the live fine dogs. There's the human remains dogs. There's a lot of different natures of what those dogs can do, and they all play a vital, vital role in this recovery process.
And if they had an interest in reaching out to you, how would they reach you?
Get through the state fire marshal's office. They can reach out to the local state fire marshal or their local fire department, and they can get us in contact with them through the state USAR program, and we can start building those partnerships and relationships to continue to provide the Class 1 service we do across the state of Louisiana.
And for the benefit of the listening audience, USAR is Urban Search and Rescue. Chief Michael Kimble, thank you so much for joining us and providing this most recent update. We truly appreciate the work that you guys are doing, and please thank all of the men and women of the task forces that are in Texas from Louisiana. We appreciate their efforts as well.
Yes, sir. We greatly appreciate your support and giving us, for all your listeners, what y'all give to us means more than anything. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you, sir. That's Michael Kimble, Fire Chief, Baton Rouge Fire Department, who's directing the Louisiana Task Force in Kerrville, Texas. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Give us a shout. We'll be...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Right back. So there's a lot of angst and a lot of anxiety going on relative to the Medicaid modifications. There's been some recent articles written about Louisiana because a third of the population here is on Medicaid. At one time, over 40% of the population in the state of Louisiana was on Medicaid. The new rules are requiring that recipients ages 19 to 64 have to work, study, or volunteer at least 80 hours per month. People who are pregnant, disabled, or caring for children under 14, they're exempt. And the law requires states to check eligibility every 6 months, though states can perform these more frequently, and some do on a random basis. So we have this one-third of the population that we're dealing with. According to Kaiser Family Foundation data, about 7 in 10 adults in Louisiana that are on Medicaid are, in fact, working right now. So obviously it can be done. If the importance of Medicaid is of such a level for individuals, they will comply with these minimum requirements, one would believe. We keep hearing these doomsday predictions and conjecture about what happens when you require folks to fill out paperwork, or they are notified a couple of times a year to find out if there's been any changes in their financial picture or otherwise, and that they will lose coverage. The interesting thing is that they didn't just magically appear on these Medicaid rolls. They had to go do things in order to get Medicaid qualified. So it seems as though folks are able to figure out a way to get on the Medicaid rolls in the first instance. And it's not like these changes are going to be overnight. Most of these go into effect in 2027. So there is time. Now, what most people don't realize, it's not the federal government's rules. It's a combination of the federal government and the state. The state administers this program. The state has the obligation to administer this program here. So the manner in which the compliance provisions are implemented, purely here, purely on the state. State has control as to how they want to handle this, how they're going to communicate with folks. We set aside time every month, every Tuesday, talking to the not-for-profit community. A lot of the not-for-profit community can be leaned on to help people maintain this as long as they qualify. And if you qualify, you know, we don't want to see people fall off if they are, in fact, fulfilling all of the obligations they have just because of some kind of administrative screw-up, right? But if this is as important as everyone says it is, then everybody has to come collectively together to make sure that whatever the system is that's developed by the state is functional, is effective, and is efficient to satisfy the needs of the people of the state of Louisiana. And if we don't, shame on us. Again, going back to my monologue this morning, talking about you have to have the ability to receive. And when you get these Medicaid funds, the manner in which you manage them, administer them, and everything else is incredibly important. You got to be able to execute. I've asked several state actors, is there a plan? Allegedly, they're putting together a plan at the present time. Hopefully, that plan is going to be beta tested so that we can know whether or not how difficult it is to reach the population that's receiving these dollars or not. I'm not one that's going to go about talking about the doomsday. We keep hearing this from all these Democratic Congress folks that this is all about, you know, the doomsday that's going to happen. Some of the experiences in the past, if folks don't want, you know, to fill out the paperwork or don't want to fulfill the job requirement or work 6 months out of the year, and then the following 6 months they don't work, so they get past that audit and then, you know, they're on again, off again, but, you know, we never catch up with the fact that they're not working and not fulfilling their job requirement. That's not fair to anyone, quite frankly. But we seem to lose sight of that. At some point, somewhere, somehow, responsibility has to be taken. And I understand that there are those that can't do that. And those are the folks that we need to focus on to make sure that we have some system in place to make sure that we protect them and make sure that they continue to do that. We have the data. We know it. We know how this actually works. It's just we got to figure out a way to get about doing it. and we've got the time necessary to do so. We'll see, you know, who's going to be a leader and who's not as it relates to this issue. The states that step up and exhibit credible leadership, guess what? They're going to be better served for it. Those who don't, they're not. But it's incumbent upon all of us to make sure that our leaders are on this issue, or again, and I'll say it again, we will begin to look like a third world country. They seem to be able to figure this out in all these other countries that have a lot of these same social programs as well. Why can't we do it here? I'm confident that we can in the state of Louisiana. So I'm not ready to say that the sky is falling just yet. We'll be right back. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Paul Richard, NAI Ladder and Bloom Commercial Investments and Advisory Services. We'll talk about Old Metairie Towers project and the difficulties they're having there. And we'll also visit with Danny Conwell at 12:30, who is the owner of Felix's Restaurant and is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the city administration relative to the trash contract in the French Quarter. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.